Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, we are going to play with the angels. We are going to invite the angels into our space and we're going to walk you through the steps to create your own blessing ball. Now, I first started to play with the idea of a blessing ball when I learned Reiki. And when I learned Reiki years ago, we were taught how to create an energy ball. And it's very, very similar. So if you can do this right now with me, that would be great. If you're driving or doing something else with machinery or anything of that nature, then I invite you to come back at a different time and try this exercise. Because we are going into an altered state. We're increasing our vibration. And I'd like you to be able to enjoy this experience. So, put your hands together and rub them together vigorously, like you're trying to start a fire. Keep rubbing them together, rubbing as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and stop. And now pull your hands apart about 5-6 inches and stop. And I invite you to just notice what you're sensing. If you push your hands together, does it feel a little more dense? Does it feel sort of spongy? Are your hands hot? Are they warm? Are they tingly? Do your hands feel cold? I know my hands get really cold when I start working with energy. Notice any sensations. And if you're not experiencing anything right off the bat, that's okay. That just means we need a little more time to practice. So I invite you to practice making energy balls. That's what we're doing right now. And so imagine you've got this beautiful golden energy ball in front of you, and we're going to fill it with love, and we're going to fill it with angelic energies and support. We're going to fill it with guidance. We're going to fill it with nurturing, supportive energies. We're just going to fill it full of fun and joy. And now move your hands around and just see what that feels like. Notice what that feels like. Can you sense the different energy? If you move your hands closer together, can you feel something shift? Can you feel something a little different? And again, if you don't feel anything right away, that's okay. I invite you to continue to practice. And now take your energy ball and place it in your heart. Place both hands over your heart and just breathe that energy in. And welcome all of that beautiful energy into your space, into your heart. That is the essence of a blessing ball. And now you can add a blessing ball to your daily ritual or a meditation practice. Or I have clients that will do an energy ball, a blessing ball at the end of a yoga session. Whenever you feel guided, perhaps you have an important meeting coming up. You could do a blessing ball before that meeting. It's like letting the universe know what it is that you'd like more of in your world. And the best part is that it's so easy to do. We just did it. We just created an energy ball. And you can call it an energy ball. You can call it a blessing ball. You can call it whatever you'd like. And something I like to remind clients of is that we are all creating our lives. So that everything that shows up in your world is because we have created it. We've welcomed it. We've chosen it on some level. We've created it. And what's important to remember is that we can start to change what's showing up in our world. And we can do that by utilizing this tool, the blessing ball. And it is so easy to do, and it is so invigorating to invite these universal energies in, to invite the angelic energies in to play and enhance your asking. And another way to look at a blessing ball is basically it's what you'd like to intend for yourself. It's like it's what you would like in your life. It's like 1-800 universe. I would like a slice of this and a piece of that and a tall, dark, handsome. I mean, that's mine. Sorry. Whatever you would like. And now the fun part is that there are countless things that you can add to your blessing ball, such as more wealth and money, relationships. You may want to bring forth a new job, a promotion in your existing job or career. The sky's the limit to whatever it is your heart desires for your blessing ball and what you'd like to have show up in your world. And the angels are literally waiting in the wings to come in and assist you. Because we have free will running around in our human bodies, the angelics will wait until they're invited in, until they're asked. And so by creating a blessing ball and bringing the angels in, they will begin to co-create with you and give you those inspired action steps that you can start to take to bring your heart's desires into your world, to manifest them even quicker. Now, some of the things you'd like to add to your blessing ball could be happiness, abundance, guidance, or grace. Maybe you'd like more fun, peace of mind, healing. It could be something with your body or even a relationship that you'd like help with. How about some more love? People. You could add people into your blessing ball if you'd like to bring more people into your world that light you up, that get you. Your pets, your existing pets, or pets that you'd like to come into your world. Future events. You could even place a future event, a wedding or a meeting or a presentation or a speech, and send love and blessings to that event. We could add confidence. We could add your career, your job, whether it's the career or job that you have now or something that you'd like to manifest. We could add clients. We could add family, friends, a project you're working on. Maybe you'd like a new car or a new computer. Maybe you'd like to hear your angels a little louder, a little bit more clearly. Maybe you'd just like to have better sleep. We don't have to go all crazy with this. And you can add different things into your energy ball, your blessing ball, every day. So I do an energy ball, a blessing ball, every morning after I do my meditation. And I will always add in anything else that would add joy to my life today. Anything else that would bring ease into my world today. Thank you. And so basically, you can add whatever your heart desires. And so just let the thoughts come into your awareness now. And while we're thinking of it, we're going to create another blessing ball. We're going to create another energy ball like we did before. So just get really comfy in your seat and gently close your eyes and begin to release the day. We call upon the angels to join us in the space and assist us with creating our blessing ball. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And now imagine your energy is lifting up higher and higher, all the way up to the higher realms with the angels. And just know that as I am saying these words, that your energy is already doing it. So there isn't anything that you have to do. There isn't any specific step you need to take. It's really just setting your intention that your energy is going up to play with the angelic realm, and it's done. And anywhere that you're not allowing that to have ease and just happen for you, let's just clear that energy away. We'll destroy and destroy it. And what that means is I'm going back to any energy that's sort of lingering around there that may be preventing you from having ease with the angelic realm, and we're clearing it. And now see a beautiful white light come into your body. It's coming into the top of your head, filling your head, going down your neck, your shoulders, filling your chest, down each of your arms, all the way down to the ends of your fingertips, filling your abdomen, your hips, down your legs, filling every cell in your body, filling your heart, your molecules, and every space in between. Good. And now imagine this light going out from the bottom of your feet, down into the heart of Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you. And then see the light travel back up through the bottom of your feet and up into your body. And now imagine the energy filling your entire body. And as you breathe out, it will radiate out from your heart, surrounding you completely. And now feel this incredible energy of love, light, grounding, heavenly, beautiful angelic energies that are flowing through you and all around you. And now imagine a golden ball of light in front of you. It's about 6 to 10 inches in size. And now imagine holding this ball in your hands, just like we did before. You have this beautiful ball of energy, your blessing ball. And begin to connect with the energy of this ball. You may feel the energy between your hands. Your hands may feel different. They may feel tingly or warm. Trust whatever comes up for you. And just know that as I'm saying these words, that you are creating more and more of this energy, that you are connecting in energetically with your blessing ball. Now begin to bring to mind everything that you would like to bring into your world and start to see those things, people, things, money, joy, happiness, energy, whatever that is. See your blessing ball start to fill with all of your heart's desires. And even if it seems impossible, put it in there anyway. Because as you are setting your intention with the universe, you're telling the universe what you'd like. And the beautiful gift with a blessing ball is that the angels will assist you in perhaps clearing any obstacles, any limitations that may prevent you from having that heart's desire with ease and grace. And everywhere you're not willing to receive assistance and guidance and help and support from the angelics, from the angels, we'll destroy and delete all of that. Do you want more money? Put that in your ball. How about fun and joy? More ease? Maybe a relationship? More intimacy? Maybe you'd like to take a trip. Put that in your ball. Perhaps there is more of a supporting friendship that you'd like to bring into your world. Maybe you'd like to bring in people that are supportive and nurturing, someone who has your back. Maybe you'd like to bring in like-minded people. Maybe you'd like to bring in people that understand where you are in your spiritual journey, in your spiritual evolution, so that you have playmates, people that you can play with the energy and you can and communicate with and have fun with, and people that understand you and where you are on your journey. And just allow the angels to continue to clear any resistance you may have with everything that you're placing in your blessing ball. And you may wonder, why would I have resistance to receiving that? And sometimes it's something logical. Sometimes there's something that we have bought somewhere along the line, like maybe, you have to work hard for money. And the universe says, okay, I'll give you different ways to work hard for money. Just remember that the universe is reflecting back to us what our predominant thoughts are. So if our predominant thought is, it's hard, I can't get ahead, there's not enough money, the universe will say, okay, it's hard, you can't get ahead, you don't have enough money. The universe will keep giving those things to us. And by doing our blessing ball, we're shifting that narrative. We're telling the universe, no, this is what I'd like instead. This is what I want in my life. This is my heart's desire. And perhaps it shows up in your world quickly. Perhaps it takes a little bit more time. I refer to this as the end game. What is your end game? So everything you're placing in your blessing ball is an end game. If it's a new car, have you taken that car for a test drive? Have you made it as real as possible in your world? If it's more clients, have you called everyone on your list recently? Have you reached out to people? Have you taken the action steps that the universe has been gifting you to have more clients? The universe will always co-create with us from whatever level that we are currently operating from. So if we're operating from lack and it's not working and it's hard, that's where the universe will meet us. The universe doesn't gift us with what they think we want. The universe will gift us with what we are putting out into the world. So again, if we're putting out struggle and it's hard and I can't and it's never been done before and it's never worked before, so why bother? Then the universe will continue to give you those things. And a blessing ball is a wonderful way to start shifting that narrative and really start focusing on what it is that we'd like. I recommend that you do your blessing ball first thing in the morning because that sets your tone for the day. That tells the universe, this is what I'd like. And then staying open to receiving the guidance and the synchronicities and the inspired action steps. And just continue to sit with the energy of your blessing ball. Feeling all of those beautiful, wonderful heart's desires. And I invite you to pick one of those heart's desires and imagine it as real as you possibly can. We'll take the car analogy. If you'd like to buy a new Jaguar, have you gone to the Jaguar dealership? Have you sat in the Jaguar that you'd like on your driveway? Have you calculated the monthly payment? Have you calculated how much you'd get in a trade-in value for your car? Have you taken one for a test drive? Have you made it as real as possible for your mind so that every time you place that new car into your blessing ball, your mind has a reference point? Ah, yes, I sat in that car. It's real. Awesome. The mind can't differentiate between what's real and what isn't. So even though you don't have your Jaguar sitting in your driveway yet, continuing to put that Jaguar in your blessing ball will just really start to anchor that energy in and bring that to you quicker. And everywhere that we're trying to figure out, how is this going to happen? How am I going to get that Jaguar? How am I going to get the money to pay for it? We just want to clear all of that. Our job is to receive. Get very clear about what it is that you'd like. Ask. And then let it go. And be in a receptive state. And I invite you to wonder and really look honestly, are you available to receive? Sometimes we get stuck in the struggle. We get stuck in struggledom. Is that a word? I just made up a word. Sometimes we associate with people that enjoy struggle. They enjoy the drama, the trauma, kind of belly aching about everything. We sort of step into that reality, that energy, and if we're not careful, we can stay there. And whereas your blessing ball is an opportunity to raise your vibration, as we raise our vibration, it's easier to hear the angels. It's easier to receive all of our blessings. Our natural inherent state is joy and happiness. And if at any time during the day you're not feeling happy, I invite you to look at that. Are you thinking someone else's thoughts? Are you feeling things that aren't yours? Are you worrying about something? Is your ego having a field day? And now just continue to fill your blessing ball with all of your heart's desires. And now we're going to allow the angels to imbue all of this energy from your heart's desires. And by doing so, this will assist with bringing your heart's desires to you faster. And again, everywhere that you're not willing to receive everything that you've added to your blessing ball with ease and grace and joy, let's just destroy and delete all of that. And now we're going to add in a little bit more while focusing on your energy ball, connecting to your heart. And you can say out loud or say it silently. Think it silently. Angels, bless me with pure divine love and light. Angels, bless me with purified source energy. Angels, bless me with everlasting love. And just breathe all of that in, all of that beautiful energy. And when you're ready, move your hands toward your heart and place your blessing ball into your heart and take 4 deep cleansing breaths. 1, and take another breath. 2, and another. That's 3, and take 1 more deep breath. Good. And when you're ready, open your eyes, thank your angels, and that's a beautiful way to start your day. It's also a beautiful way to end your day. It's a beautiful way to float off into dreamland, thinking of all of your heart's desires. Anything that we have in our subconscious mind right before we fall asleep will stay in our mind for up to 4 hours so that we're marinating in all of that beautiful energy, all those beautiful thoughts. And so there you have it. And now feel free to adjust accordingly for you or as you feel guided, depending on your situation, what's happening. You can have more things in your blessing ball. And then if there's one big thing that you'd like to work on, you can just have that one big thing, whatever you feel guided. Trust what you know. And if you have a positive experience with your blessing ball, I would love to hear all about it. And now if you're on Facebook, I would love to have you come and join us on my Inspired Living page. And if you're on Instagram, come and find me, Shauna Marie DeMellon. I would love to see you. I'd love to follow you back. There is a longer recorded version of this blessing ball meditation with the angels. And it's available on my website if you'd like to check that out at www.livealifeyoulove.org. And I thank you for your continued support and I thank you for listening. We took a bit of a reprieve and then the podcast started chirping again and started to share what it wanted to have out in the world. So stay tuned. Next week we'll have something really fun as we wrap up this decade. 2019 is wrapping up a decade and we're getting these energies ready for a phenomenal 2020. And I send you mountains of love. I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.